Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. Many questions remain this evening regarding the death of Siem in the Gard, the 18-year-old young woman whose body was found in a forest last night. A week after her disappearance, the main suspect, a 39-year-old man already sentenced by the court, confessed. He explained to the investigators that an argument had broken out between him and Siem, an argument regarding their romantic relationship. However, according to the lawyer of the victim's family, Siem's relatives had no knowledge of such a relationship. In any case, Siem knew the main suspect well since it is the ex-boyfriend of her cousin. The high school student was babysitting the couple's children. Different strategies are being considered to fight the pension reform. This is what emerged from the meeting that took place today between the various SNCF unions. The CGT, UNSA, Sudrail, and CFDT are all calling for a strike next Tuesday, but only Sudrail and the CGT wish to continue the strike on Wednesday. The president of the European Commission promises a 10th set of sanctions against Russia before February 21st, the anniversary date of the beginning of the invasion of Ukraine. This was announced by Ursula von der Leyen as she was traveling to Kiev. And then in soccer, a hard blow for the PSG. Kylian Mbappé is out of the knockout round of the Champions League first leg against Bayern Munich on February 14th. Victim of a muscle injury to his thigh, he will be absent from the field for 3 weeks. He will also miss the round of 16 of the Coupe de France against Marseille next week. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.